Today's daf is Ayin Bet, but we're actually going to go back and start from the very bottom of Ayin Amud Bet from the Mishnah, because we didn't learn this together. They're short tapim, and it's quite impossible to teach it without giving the background. So I want to make sure that the background is clear to everyone. Okay. So we're now going to start. First of all, you should know that this perek is called Perek Ta'arovet, because it's all about mixtures, forbidden mixtures. Okay, what we're really talking, we're focusing here to in this parak is going to be obviously about mixtures of, and that's what I mean by forbidden mixtures. It means when some forbidden item falls into a bunch of other items. And then the question is, as we usually know, Torah law says, batel b'rov, right? That's generally, acharei rabim lahatot, so we go by the majority of the mixture, which means as long as the minority is the forbidden item and the majority is the permitted item, then we go by the majority of the item. However, we know there's many exceptions, like basar b'chalav is 1 in 60. And all the exceptions, by the way, are all d'rabbanan. And midoraita, everything's batel b'rov. Midorabanan, we added all these things. There's echa b'me'ah, echa b'matayim. There's chametz b'pesach, that's never batel. There's all sorts of other things that are never batel, and we're going to talk about them today, some of them today, or one of them particularly. And because this whole parak deals with something fell into a mixture of other things, if you remember, we learned about women, when there was a mixture of a woman, when there was, in Yevamot, if there's all these women, and one is, I can't remember all the details, but we've dealt with mixtures before. In terms of this, and in the korbano category, so here we're talking specifically about animals. In Masechet Kinim is almost all, or I think maybe even entirely, about mixtures of kinim, like we saw the other day, where you had these birds and you didn't know which was which, and they got mixed up. So there's an entire Masechet just dedicated to bird mixtures. And menachot mixtures, if you have forbidden things there mixed up, is all a menachot. So, when you talk about the mincha. So ours is going to be talking about zvachim.
If you point to a group of women and you say, I'll marry one of you, and she has sisters in the group.
Uh-huh. And that was the issue. We don't know which one he was.
Uh-huh. Because if they were related. Then
okay, that you remember that. Okay. Kol hazvachim shenitaru b'chataot ha-metot. Okay, first you have to explain what's a chataot meta. Okay, there's five cases where if you designated a chatat, it has to, and it becomes disqualified in some way, you have to leave it to die. There's nothing that can be done with it. Okay, whereas opposed to other korbanot where we've seen yiru ad shiyista'avu, which means you leave it to graze until it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, then you can redeem it, and then you can sell it, take the money, and buy a new korban. This is a chatat meitah. It's entirely just disqualified. There's five cases. There's the vlad of a chatat. Okay, if you designate a chatat, and then the chatat has a baby. Chatat shemetu ba'alav, the owner died, and therefore can't be brought because the owner's dead. A tmurat chatat, you said in place of this, I'm bringing another one. If you lost it and then the Baalim gave a different chatat and then came back and then they discovered the old chatat, so also would have to be left to die. And if it got lost and then it turned out to be a Baal Mum. Okay, or is there a different fifth one? That's the one it says in the Rashi here. Oh, right, it passed its age. So actually it's interesting. The Rashi here says a different one, but okay, anyway, if it got too old, if the age limit passed by the time you brought the korban. So if you have sacrifices that get mixed up with a chatat shemeta, or a bunch of chataot shemeta, b'shor haniskal. Okay, now what's unique about the shor? Okay, shor haniskal is a shor that gored a person, killed the person. We stone the shor, and remember the baal is also supposed to die, but instead he can pay his way out. So both these items are forbidden b'hana'ah. So if a shor and iskal gets mixed up with a bunch of other shvarim that they were going to use as sacrifices, afilu echad b'ribo yamutu kulan. Okay, even if it's one in 100,000, okay, that's just a way of, exaggeration. Now, we're going to see the Gemara understands that even if it's one zevach mixed in with 100,000 chataot meitot, which they're going to say obviously can't be the case, it must be the reverse, but that's how they read the pshat of this, because the subject of the sentence is kol hazvachim shenit arvu, so they think it means even one zevach in 100,000, which obviously wouldn't be canceled out. So the Gemara is going to say it's obviously the reverse, but I wanted to show you where they come up with that weird thinking. Okay, that's the first case. We're going to have a number of cases. So if it mixes with, we're going to call this category Isurei Hana'ah, then nothing to do. They have to all be left to die. What you have to understand here, the background is that on the one hand, we're worried about misuse of property, you know, of something that's, let's say, forbidden Bahana'ah, or can't be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, and we don't want to bring it on the Mizbeach if it can't be. That's going to be, like, the next category is Psulei Mizbeach. On the other hand, what's the problem? We're talking about a mixture of good, sanctified animals that got mixed up with one of these problematic ones. So on the one hand, we don't want to bring them and sacrifice them because of the problematic one. On the other hand, it's a major waste of consecrated property because we have all these kosher tzvachim that are now messed up because of the mixture. So there's a, you know, we call it nigud interesim, right? We have on the one hand, we have this messed up, you know, bad thing mixed up with all these holy items that now we're going to have to leave to die. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that if we can avoid it. So that's the struggle here.
Sorry, it says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And I know
where does it say Halacha L'Moshe Misinai?
This whole law is because of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai.
Which whole law? Where do you see that?
It says in the first comment.
Okay.
These are the cases that they must be left to die.
That's not the mixtures. Okay. That's the Chatat Meta. The fact that a Chatat, that in all those five categories, has to be left to die, that's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The laws of mixtures is not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai.
Little background. What does exactly this mean? It was just passed down from Moshe? I'm sorry.
So it's a way of saying it's a very strong Dirabanan. In other words, it's in between Dirabanan to Oraita. Okay? Whether it was 100% passed down to Moshe or it just means it's a very old Masoret. It's like a way of saying there's a really old Masoret that is very strong.
Uh-huh. That's the very cruel
to make these animals die. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, okay. So I didn't describe what you do is you put them in a kippah, in like a cage type thing, and you starve them until they basically die. Yes, it's quite cruel. But they have the issue that it's a chatat, and it's, you know, it was designated for a particular purpose, and it's holy, and you can't do anything with it. That's why there's constantly these two sides of struggle here. We don't want to be wasteful, and we don't want to starve animals if we don't have to, right? In this case, it's way worse, because now we're going to take all these animals that were fine, and we're going to treat them as if they're a chatat, you know, and they have to die, which is really harsh.
And I was almost surprised. I mean, I think the owner would know his animal.
Right. So
it's not like I'm losing my animal. Right. No, this is the guy.
So I heard it said about kinim that the whole reason they have a homosecha kinim is to teach people, you know, which is all like if your bird gets mixed up with something else, is to say, take good care of your birds. Like, don't mess things up, you know. Like, and it could be that this is all scare tactics. Another, but it's saying the halacha is so chamor that it causes the kohanim to be, and the owners and the kohanim to be super careful with a situation that could be, you imagine, Beit HaMikdash full of animals, it could be quite tricky. So maybe they made these halachot very harsh to make sure that people kept very clear who their animals were and what it was for, and in the Beit HaMikdash in particular, for the kohanim, who wasn't even their animals, they have to be very responsible with other people's stuff. And making people lose money for all sorts of reasons. Okay. So nitaru b'shor shenevdabo avera. So now, I'm sorry. Right, yamutu kulan, period. Nitaru b'shor shenevdabo avera. Let's say the zvachim get mixed up with a shor that, we'll see what this means, it's not so clear right now what it means. Shenevdabo avera, Rashi explains that the next sentence describes what we mean by that. This is like a tight subject, and now we're going to get into the details. O shehemita ta'adam al pi eid echad. Either the shor killed a person, but we don't have two witnesses, which means it's not going to be niskal. But once we have enough evidence, one witness, we've seen that one witness can have a certain amount of strength, even if it doesn't have full strength of two witnesses. It's enough to say this can't be brought on the mizbech. O al pi ha'balim, or if the balim come and admit and say, listen, my shor killed this person, we don't stone the shor, because stoning the shor is considered a knas, and people don't pay knas if they admit to their mistake, or to what went wrong in this case, right? Whether it was his mistake or not exactly, but he was somewhat responsible. So if he admitted, then we don't kill the shor. On the other hand, it can't go on the Mizbeach because we know that this shor killed someone. So if a shor that killed somebody can't be brought aside. So these are, the first category was Isurei Hana'a. Now we're getting into Psulei Mizbeach. These are all things that are not allowed to go on the Mizbeach. Birovea v'nirba, an animal that either engaged in bestiality with a person or a person engaged in bestiality with the animal. That's the nirba. The animal was a subject, a victim of it. Bimukta, an animal that was, mukta always means not what we think of mukta. Mukta means designated. Okay, it was designated to be worshipped for Avodah Zarah. V'ne'evad, or was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Be'etnan, that's a gift that was given to a prostitute. An animal that was given to a prostitute is a gift for a prostitution. That can't be brought on the Mizbeach. U'mechir kelev, right? Those both come from the same pasuk. That mechir kelev and an ananzona can't, that means something, it's, the Torah was very negative about dogs, and anything that was, if you exchange a different animal for a dog, that animal, to buy, to purchase the dog, that animal is considered despicable, can't be brought as in the Mizbeach. Bikilaim, okay, that means, it says in the Torah about a shor o kesev, ki valed, and then it says, right, shivayim tachad imo v'yom ha-shmini, can be brought as a korban. So it means either a kesev or, shor or kesev, either a shor or a kesev, not a combination. So not kilayim of an animal. So they're psule mizbeach. Betrefa, an animal that's going to die, right? That also can't be brought. Yotze dofen, because it says ki valed, it has to be born in a natural manner, not a C-section. So now we're in the second category. If any of those animals got mixed up with a bunch of zvachim, right? So now what do? So it doesn't say they're never batel, although we're going to see in the Gemara that it's not batel in any amount, just like the first case. Yiru ad shiistavu. In this case, since the psulei mizbeach don't have to die, it's not decreed on them they have to die, but what do we say? We leave them until they get a mum. Yimachru, we sell them, because we can do pidyon on korbanot. So all the zvachim basically get redeemed. So if you had to bring a korban from there, what would you have to do? You'd have to take the highest amount. We don't know which, let's say it was a, you know, whatever animal it was, we don't know which one was your korban. So you'd have to take of that type the most expensive one and take the money that was redeemed from the most expensive one and bring it for your korban. Nitarvu b'chulin t'mimim. What if they got mixed up, your zvachim got mixed up with, your korbanot, with regular chulin, that were, you know, potential korbanot, because they're tamimim, they don't have a mum. Yimachru ha-chulin l'tzorchei oto hamin. We sell the chulin, let's say, you know, the korbanot, right, the zevach got mixed up when it was for korban ola. So we sell all the rest of those chulin that now it's mixed up in, since we know one is supposed to go on the korban, we sell all of them for olot, for korbanot ola, and then the Kohen sacrifices them. Now, what's the problem? We don't know which korban ola was, let's say, for, you know, let's say it was yours. So we don't know which was yours. So when the Kohen sacrifices them, we're going to see this in a minute, it's going to say it explicitly in the next case, but the obvious is that it means the same thing here. The Kohen's going to say, okay, there's two ways of reading this. Either he's going to say, this ola will be for whoever its owner is, okay, kind of leaving it open. Or, if you remember, we had the whole issue of lishma and lishma, that maybe the Kohen will mess up. So one of the opinions was better just not to say anything, right? That the chachamim were mitaken, the Kohenim just didn't do lishma for anything. So they just bring them as korbanot ola without any designated owner. And therefore, it'll just kind of go that whoever's ola it was, it will get sacrificed, and then all the other olot that people bought from the other animals, right, will be theirs. And that the one left will be for that person. Kodshim b'kodshim. Let's say kodshim got mixed up with kodshim. Mim b'mino, if it's the same korban. Okay, because remember, there's all different. Oh, by the way, we'll see. Okay, we'll get to this later. There's some more details of the previous case. But anyway, we'll deal with it when the Gemara brings it up. Kodshim b'kodshim mim b'mino. So let's say you have all different kinds of this, and it's all different animals, the same animal, okay? So, but they got mixed up, and we don't know whose is whose. Zei karev l'shem mishahu, v'zei karev l'shem mishahu. So again, what does this mean? Like I said before, this either means the Kohen will say, this one, as he says, Right, which it this will go for whoever its owner is, or he just doesn't say anything, and by default it will kind of go to whoever it belongs to. But let's say you have shlamim and olot and chata'o, you know, you have a combination of a bunch, and therefore, since the details we've learned, details of all these ones are different, where you do the dam and where you do this and how you, yeah, how everything is done. So obviously you have an issue. So therefore, yiru ad shistavu v'yavi v'dmei hayafasha behem mimin zeh v'dmei hayafasha behem mimin zeh v'yafsid hamotar mibeto. So what do? We let them graze until they have a mum, but we can't sell them. Okay, that's why the machru is in parentheses. But what do? You take me to meha yafasha behen. In other words, you take the largest. Again, each person. Let's say we're assuming it's the same animal. It's just the animal is used different. Right, some animals can be used for multiple korbanot. So we take the. You can sell them. This case you can sell. Sorry, it's the next case you can sell. So even though it's in parentheses, we view it as if it's we sell it. Okay, in this case you can sell it after it has a moon because you can redeem the korban. And then you now have X amount of money per animal. Okay, but we don't know whose animal was whose and we don't know which was worth what amount. Right? In other words, whether your animal was the more expensive one or not. So let's say the most expensive one was 100 shekel, and others got sold for 80 or 30 or 50 or whatever it might be. So the owners have to each add, and as I'm guessing, they kind of divide the amount equally between everyone, and everyone has to add to the amount to get to the highest amount in case the most expensive one was actually his korban. That's what it means, that he has to yafsid hamotar mibeto, the extra he has to spend of his own money. Nitarvu bebechor ubemaser. Let's say they get mixed up, yerzvachim, with bechor maser. Now, the difference between bechor maser and all the others is that you're not allowed to sell the bechor. Once there's no pidyon, there's no din of pidyon. You can redeem it or the maser. What's the maser? Maser behema we're talking about, obviously. So if the animals got mixed up with bechor maser, yiru ad shistavu v'yochlu kebechor uchemaser. Now, that you leave them to graze, and then you eat, the bechor can be eaten by the kohanim, and the maser can be eaten by its owner once it has a mum. In other words, a bechor that's a baal mum gets just the kohen eats it. You don't have to sacrifice it because it has a mum. You can't sacrifice it. And the maser also. So the owner can eat the maser. The kohen can eat the bechor. You can't sell them. And in place of it, the owner would have to bring a different animal to in place of the bechor that he didn't bring or the maser.
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that inside, but the mefarshim say that. Okay, they explain that that's the case. Hakol yecholin lihitarev. All animals could potentially be, in other words, all korbanot could potentially be mixed up with other types of korbanot, except for, this is just a fact, okay? Chutz min hachatat v'ha'asham. The chatat can't be brought as an ayil. There's all different rules about which chatat for which case. Remember, we learned the chatat, which animals are brought for which chatat. And the asham, except for a particular type, most of the ashamot are all ayil. So it can't possibly be, since there's no chatat that's an ayil, you wouldn't have a case where the chatat gets mixed up with an asham. Why? They're telling you, but I'm not exactly sure. Okay, the Gemara starts off with the first thing I said, which is my afilu. That's why would it say afilu acham miribo? It doesn't make sense, this whole first thing, because of course it's not going to be batel if you have one zebach mixed up with a ton of shor haniskals, right? There's no way that wouldn't be canceled. You know, of course it wouldn't be canceled out. So hachi kamra, they say what it means here is kol hazvachim shenit arvu bahen chataot hametot. In other words, they got mixed up. Instead of kol hazvachim shenit arvu bechataot hametot, which sounded like you have a zebach that gets mixed up with a lot of chataot hametot, it means no. Kol hametim shenit arvu bahen, that within them got mixed. So what they're basically saying is the obvious, which is you have, let's say, one or two chataot metot that get mixed up in a huge bunch of zvachim. Even if there's 100,000 zvachim, it's not going to be canceled into that mixture. Now the Gemara is going to start saying, wait a minute. This is a classic case where the Gemara says, if we have another Mishnah that says the same thing, then there's no reason to have this Mishnah. And they're going to basically bring the Mishnah from Temura and then Mishnah from Avodah Zarah and say, it seems like we've covered our bases if you look there and you look here, and why Why is this Gemara mentioned? Why is this Mishnah mentioned here? Why do we need both cases? So, Tanina Chada Zimna, it already says in another Mishnah in Tmura, Kol Asurin Legabe Mizbech Osran Bekol Shehen. Anything that's forbidden on the Mizbech forbids. Now, in this case, we're talking about it forbids if it gets mixed up with a whole bunch of other korbanot, other sacrifices. They forbid it Bekol Shehen, any ratio. What are these Asurim Legabe Mizbech? Harovea Vahanirba. Okay, and then it goes on and lists a lot of the cases that are mentioned in our Mishnah, the Psulei Mizbech. But right now, what they're really asking is, if the Psulei Mizbech are batel, then obviously the Isurei Hana'ah, the Chataot Meitot, I'm sorry, are never batel. Then the Chataot Meitot and the Shor and Iskal are also not batel. So right now, they're comparing it to the first part of our Mishnah, which is Isurei Hana'ah. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amarita L'Shmate Kamed Rav Shimi, Va'atzrichan, I brought this up before, Rav Shimi, and he says, we need them. Why? De'ime hatam, if we had just the Mishnah in Tmura, hava amina, I would have said, hanemile legavoa. That's saying, basically, in Tmura, that none of these can be sacrificed on the Mizbech. Okay? It doesn't talk about their yiru ad shiestavu. It just says, okay, I'll read you the Mishnah. It's the beginning of the sixth parak in Tmura. Kol ha'asurin al gabei Mizbech, osram bekol shehen. Okay, which means you can't bring them on the Mizbech. The Mishnah there was only talking about the fact that these can't be sacrificed if you take something that's Asra on the Mizbech, gets mixed up in a whole huge number of, hundreds of animals, doesn't get canceled, you can't bring any of them on the Mizbech. But it doesn't say that you can't wait till they have a mum, redeem them, and use them for something. So he says, if we just had that Mishnah, I would have thought that's only legavot, to be used on the Mizbech. Aval lehedyot, but to allow it to be used by a regular person, emalo, we might have thought that maybe regular DNA beetle would apply. Remember, you always have to remember this. Classic DNA beetles say beetle barov. So if we want to say that something's not canceled out barov, then we need to have a specific reason. So now they're going to say, if we just have that mission, that would mean we can't, they're not canceled out to basically allow all these things to be sacrificed, but maybe we could use them, we could redeem them and use them for a chulin. So now they say, aval hedyot lo, and therefore we need our Mishnah to tell you, no, when there's a chatat meita and a shor and iskal, right? And as you wouldn't have learned from there to the isurei hana'ah, we might have thought, well, let's put it this way, that if you have an isur hana'ah that gets mixed up with all these korbanot, so it's true they can't be brought in the mizbeach, but maybe we can cancel out the isur hana'ah and people could use them. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us, no. They all have to die. There's no hana'ah able to be derived from these animals. So, v'imehacha, what if you had our Mishnah then with the Isurei hana'ah? In other words, once we learn it's not allowed for the head yod, obviously we're going to know it won't be allowed in the Mizbeach, so why don't you just have our Mishnah? So what might you have thought? Havamina hanehu di Isurei hana'ah ninu. You might have thought, our Mishnah is talking about things that are Isurei hana'ah. Isurei hana'ah, what's worse? Isurei hana'ah or Psulei Mizbech? Isurei hana'ah, because Psulei Mizbech are only puzzle on the Mizbech. They can be used for a head yod. So you might have thought only Isurei hana'ah are not canceled, Berov, right? And they're never canceled. Aval hane, emalo, but you might have thought maybe Psulei Mizbech could be batel Berov, and you'd be allowed to sacrifice them all, and therefore it's Tzriche. And that's why you need the first line in our Mishnah about the Isurei hana'ah. We haven't yet gotten to the second line, which is about Psulei Mizbech. But the first line in our Mishnah about Isurei hana'ah and the Mishnah in Tmura to teach about Psulei Mizbech. So one, Isurei hana'ah can never be canceled, even lehedyot, and Psulei Mizbech can never be sacrificed, even though they're not Isur b'hana'ah, they still can never be canceled out. So that covers everything. But now they say, but hatana, okay. Delav Isurei hana'ah ninhu. So now if you're talking about things that are not Isurei hana'ah, so go down to the second level in our Mishnah. Hatanale. In other words, now we have a problem with the second line in our Mishnah. Because the second line, our Mishnah talks about Psulei Mizbech, which is exactly the same in Tmura. So you don't need both of those. Okay, in other words, things that aren't Isurei hana'ah, it says. So mi katane bekama. Kol shekein hatam katane. In other words, now they're going to say, well, it doesn't say in our Mishnah, notice, it said in our Mishnah in the first line that anything that gets mixed up with Isurei hana'ah, the chatat meita and the shor and iskal, afilu achat biribo yamutu kulan, right? Even one in 100,000. But when it said the next thing about Nitarvu B'Shorsh Neftabu Avera Oimi Tata Adam, etc., all the Psulei Mizbeach, it didn't say they're not Batel even 1 in 100,000. It just tells you how you resolve the situation. Okay? So we're going to note now, our Mishnah tells us how you resolve the situation. The Mishnah Tmurah tells us that, by the way, it's never Batel. Okay? Whereas you might have thought from our Mishnah, maybe at a certain level, it is batel. Maybe, you know, at a certain percentage, it's not batel, and you have to yeruat shistavu and then sell them, etc. But from tomorrow, we learned exactly that they're never batel in any way at all. Okay, how much? Obviously, it raises the question, why didn't our mission just say, afilo chabiribo, on the second part, right? That would have been a better question, but they don't ask that. They basically say, in that mission, it teaches you kol shehen. Okay, that there in any sort of 1 in 100,000 would be a problem. V'nidnei hava lo baiha. So then, if that's the case, psulei mizbeach is explicitly stated in Tmura. We don't need to mention it in our Mishnah, right? In other words, what we say is our Mishnah didn't give us all the details. So fine, so we need the Mishnah in Tmura. But once we have the Mishnah in Tmura, we don't need our Mishnah, at least the Yisra'el Amini, but we don't need the second line about the psulei mizbeach. Now, the obvious answer could just be, well, our Mishnah wants to organize everything, right, and give you. You know, so it might repeat something that says in the Mishnah, but that's not what they answer. What do they point out? They point out something else, which is a good answer, which is hatakante itzdirichale. Okay, in other words, what did our Mishnah want to tell you? How to fix the situation. The Mishnah there just said they're never canceled out. It doesn't tell you, well, what do you do then? Our Mishnah teaches you what the solution is. Again, it doesn't really resolve the question because it could have told you there. Why didn't it tell you there? Okay, but that's what they're saying. So they're basically saying now, just to review, our Mishnah is Mechadesh over Tmura. Isurei Hana'a, which weren't mentioned in Tmura. When it comes to Psulei Mizbeach, our Mishnah is Mechadesh, the Takanta, how you resolve the situation. Whereas the Mishnah in Tmura told us Bekama, right? In other words, how much do you need to be canceled out? And the answer is never, right? They can never be canceled out. That's the Chiddush there. Now the Gemara says, Dehedyo Nami Tanaleh. If you want to talk about the Yisurei Hana'ah and say, well, we needed the Yisurei Hana'ah because the Mishnah Tmura was all talking about Psulei Mizbeach and things you want to sacrifice. But they weren't talking about, are they permitted to Hedyot? And our Mishnah is talking about Yisurei Hana'ah, which are not permitted even to Hedyot. So now they say, also that was mentioned in a different Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu asurim ve'osurim b'kol shehen. These are things that are forbidden and forbidden any. Right? In other words, they're any kind of mixture, they're never going to be canceled into the mixture. Any little bit will forbid the entire thing. And what are they? Yayinesech v'avodah kochavim. So here you have Yisurei Hana'ah, it's the same thing. Those are Asur v'Hana'ah, the Chatamet has Asur v'Hana'ah, the Shor HaNiskal has Asur v'Hana'ah. You would be able to learn one from the other. So again, why do you need both? Sriche, you need both. Why? Di'imei hatam, hava amina lehedyot. If you had it just there, there we're only talking about allowing it for hedyotot, right? So we say, okay, if you mixed up a little yayin nesach in your big thing of your big vat of wine, so the whole thing's destroyed. You can't, a hedyot can't benefit from that. Aval legavoa ema lo nifsedinu lekulu. And here comes that other side that I told you, which is here you're going to basically destroy all these sacrifices. You had all these things that were sanctified for the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe you would say regular Dinei Bitul apply to allow all these animals to not be thrown out and wasted when they're going Legavoa. So you might have thought, right, that's why it has two sides. We're going to see both sides in a minute. One is, if it's going Legavoa, we don't want to actually passel the whole thing because it's going Legavoa. On the other hand, if it's going Legavoa, we certainly don't want to bring the wrong thing Legavoa, right? So it's got two sides to it. So you might have said, and if you just had gavoa, here's going to be the flip side, if you're going to bring kochim and you have some despicable thing in there, something that's asur v'hana'ah, something that was, you know, let's take the shor haniskal, a shor that killed a human being, that's disgusting, we can't offer that legavoa, but maybe lehedyo, we'd allow it if it got into some combined mixture, right? We'd say, oh, dine bitul, cancel it out, avachulin delo mais. And therefore tzriche. Okay, so again, we basically said there's a chiddush in the Mishnah in Tmura. The chiddush in the Mishnah in Tmura is, number one, things that are only going legavah, right, versus ours, which is things, we're not even permitting it lahed yotot, the isurei hana'ah. Also, right, one is isurei hana'ah, one is psula nisbeach. Then if you compare it to the psula nisbeach, so the Mishnah Tmura came to tell you the amount, right, that it's never batel, and our Mishnah came to tell you what the resolution is, what you do with the situation. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so again, Avodah Zarah was talking about, is it mutar for hedya? And our Mishnah was telling us, is it mutar legavoah? And then, there, right, and you might have thought each one has a reason to say it's canceled out if you had only the other one. And therefore, it's tzricha, you need all the cases. Now we're going to get to, and we're going to start from here, we're not going to finish this whole sugya today, we're now going to get to why is this not canceled out, berov. In other words, first we just dealt with, this mishnah seems unnecessary because we seem to have the same type thing in other places. There's an overlap. Now, the Mishnah, and again, the Gemara, for all the questions it raised so far, could have simply answered in each context it wanted to teach that context, and it sometimes could, in theory, repeat things. But the, like I said, the Gemara often looks at the Mishnah as a whole unit and assumes everybody knows all the Mishnayot, and, right, even the Sonny Dafyomi know that we don't remember all the Mishnayot. But there's an assumption that the Mishnah wouldn't repeat something it said somewhere else, but nevertheless, it actually does in many cases. You know, each time the Gemara tries to give an answer, but one could say maybe also the Gemara had a different perspective on the Mishnah, but maybe the Mishnah was actually, you know, trying in each context to kind of talk about their thing, and there's really not as big an issue about repetition. Now we're going to talk about Nivatle Beruba. Why isn't it Batel Beruv? B'chitema chashive v'lo batle. Okay, so maybe you want to say it's because it's important. Okay, we talked about Dine Bito before. This is a major concept. If something has significance, even if, now you would imagine, an animal is a significant being. To say we're going to cancel out an animal, okay, I'll give you an example. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons. So, for example, if you have a bug in your, right, there's a difference between bugs in a blended soup and bugs in a non-blended soup, okay, right? Or let's say broccoli. Okay, broccoli is a big issue. There's always, you know, a lot of bugs in broccoli. So there's people who won't eat broccoli at all because, right, you know, there might be bugs in them. And what's the issue? Bugs are little. They'd be canceled. No, because a bug is a bria bifnei atzmo. Anything that's a bria bifnei atzmo can't be canceled, even if it's teeny like a bug. So all the more so, right, an animal. But if you blend it, right, you take a blended broccoli soup and you mush it up. So at that point, the bug would be canceled out. Now, right? Not that you guys want to be eating bugs at all, but just saying at that point you could use Dine Bito Baro because it's no longer a bria. Okay? So now they're going to say something is of importance. Now, what makes something of importance? In general, they're going to say that it's sold by the number. In other words, you sell one animal for a certain price, you sell two animals for another price, you sell three animals for a higher price, as opposed to something you would sell as a whole package. You know, in theory, you could sell a herd of animals. You could buy a whole herd of animals for a certain price, and you're not paying per animal. It's like hiring a worker. You can hire a worker per hour, or you can pay them for a job, right? For however many hours it takes them. So here we're going to say animals are sold in two different ways, right? They're sold sometimes you buy one or two, and you pay per animal, and sometimes you buy for the herd. So if you want to say it's chashive because you buy, okay, this is different from the bria example. I kind of brought up the bria, but right now we're talking about a different answer, which is they have significance. Why do they have significance? Because people buy them by number. So if you want to say chashive below batle, that will only work depending on your approach to this whole thing about things that are sold by counting. Okay, there's a machloket. Hani chalamanda amar kol shadar kol imanot. Anything that could potentially be sold by numbers. Okay, now an animal could be potentially sold by numbers. It could be sold by herd, but it also could be sold by numbers. So if you say that when the Mishnah talks about, and we're going to see the Mishnah soon, about this din of bitul, that if it's darkoli manot, it's not canceled out. If you say the Mishnah means anything should darkoli manot, meaning it could potentially be sold by herd, it could be potentially sold by number, shaninu, that we say in that, we learn in that Mishnah, then it would work. But ela, lemandamar et shedarkoli manot shaninu, if you say that when the Mishnah there was talking about only things that are exclusively sold by numbers, by counting, Ma'ika lememar. Then we're stuck because animals don't fall into that category. So we're now going to say that it only works, and today we're not going to get the answer. We're only going to get the question because now what we're going to do is the Gemara is going to show you where we have this Mishnah. On what Mishnah is there this machloket about et or kol? And that's basically today's sugya. So the rest of today's sugya. So now they're going to say basically, we want to suggest, we're trying to figure out again why this animal is not canceled in this mixture, in this combination. So either if you say kol shadar kol dimanot, anything that could be potentially sold by number, then animal will obviously be in that category. But if you say et shadar kol dimanot, then the animal won't be in the category because it's only things that are exclusively sold according to that opinion by counting, you know, by each individual. Ditznan, here comes the Mishnah. Okay, it's a Mishnah in Orla. Mi shehayu lo chavilei tiltan, okay, bundles of fenugreek, okay, bundles of fenugreek, shel kilei akerem, okay, now what's kilei akerem? That's when you have a vineyard and something else was planted in the vineyard and they got mixed up, that's kilayim, and the whole thing has to be burned, okay, the whole mixture. Yidelku, okay, so now if there were chavilei tiltan of kilei akerem, they have to be burned. Nitervu ba'achirim, some nuschot say ba'achirim ba'achirim, okay, if that bundle of tiltan, of fenugreek, got mixed up with another bundle, and then some bundle from that mixture got mixed up with another bundle, so there's like already sfeik almost you would say, right? Kulan yidalku divar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you have to burn everything. V'chachamim omrim ya'alu ba'achad u'matayim. Chachamim say, no, they're canceled out 1 in 200. Shaya Rabbi Meir Omer. Now we're really only in concern with Rabbi Meir's opinion because he's the one who says our opinion, which is, right, they have to all be destroyed because they're chashuv. He would say, kol shadar kol limanet limnot mikadesh. Mikadesh means it has to be destroyed. That's the pasuk about the kilei akerem. Used the word mikadesh, so they use the word mikadesh. We've seen this a bunch of times. So anything, is right, what does he say? Kol shadar kol limanot, things that are only sold by number, which is bundles of tiltan or sold by the bundle, okay, however many bundles you have. Mikadesh, and chachamim omrim, eino mikadesh ela shishat varim bilvad. There's only six things that are considered significant enough to basically say that they're not going to be canceled. Rabbi Akiva omir shiva, okay, Rabbi Akiva says seven, ve'elohen, and these are the seven items, okay, the six or the seven, we'll have the six and then we'll see the seven. Egoze perach, okay, these are hard, and I'm going to use the Koran, they have all the good translations, of, they're always good with the reality of these things. Nuts, they say, with brittle shells, okay, that's what they call them here. The comment here says it's walnuts, okay. The next one is rimone badan. It's a type of rimonim that were considered significant. Chaviot stumot, seal barrels of wine. Chilfei tradin, beet greens. Kilchei kruv, cabbage stalks. Okay, what exactly these cabbage stalks are, a bit of a debate, right? You wouldn't think those are the most significant things. Udlat yivani, okay, gourd that was Greek gourd. Rabbi Akiva mosif af kikarot shabalabayit. Okay, loaves made from a balabayit, meaning they were made from problematic tfu'ah, right? You had tfu'ah that was mixed in, grains that were mixed in with the kilei akerem, and you made bread from it. Now, bread of a baker is usually small and not significant, but homemade bread was usually bigger and considered more significant. So these items would not be canceled, but other items would be canceled 1 in 200. Haro'oy la'or la'or la, haro'oy la'kilei akerem, kilei akerem. Only some of these, right, some of these are things that grow on trees and some of them are things that grow in the ground. So the ones that are relevant for trees would be dine orla, and the ones that are grow from the ground would be relevant for kilei akerem, and the wine would be relevant for both, because wine could be from a kerem that was, right, that was, right, wine both has dine orla, and the grapes, and they have dine kilei akerem. So that would be the only one that would overlap both, so they're basically saying, you know, drop each one into each category where it's relevant to. V'itmar Allah, and now it was said about this Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir said, kol shadar kol limanot mekadesh, Rabbi Yochanan amar, et shadar kol limanot shaninu. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not kol shadar kol limanot, it's et shadar kol limanot. It's, right, only items that are exclusively sold by numbers would be what's mentioned in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, kol shadar kol limanot shaninu. No, it means they're anything shadar koli manot, meaning the animals would be included according to Rish Lakish. Okay, and therefore it says hanicha li Rish Lakish. It would make sense according to Rish Lakish because animals could be done in both ways. El al Rabbi Yochanan mai ika lemeimar. But what can we say about Rabbi Yochanan who thinks that animals would not be considered chashive because they're not exclusively sold by the number because you could sell them by the herd? Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow we'll get to the answer.